From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
He did a fabulous job all week, which is always what he does for us. That would be Rob Center, our producer. We have Matt Cotrillo in the newsroom keeping us up to date on traffic, so we appreciate all his help and hard work. This morning on the Newsline, we have a man I'm glad to say is a friend. Mike Parker's on the Newsline, a former Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation newscaster, TV star, avid, ultra-avid outdoorsman, hunts and fishes, even ice fishes, right?
From time to time. Yeah. It goes with the territory, Mark. And happy holidays to you and the whole crew there, Rob and everybody. It's great to hear from you.
Well, I do appreciate you checking in this morning. You are the communications director for the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, which is a pretty lame excuse for work, if you ask me. But I am so glad that you're on the news line. I guess we have a sort of a holiday theme with our conversation today. I want to get an update. If folks are thinking about the holidays, let's do this right now. Certainly okay. Things that relate to taking good care of a fisherman is a distinct possibility.
Yeah, everybody's got, you know, someone in their life who, well, let's put it this way. I mean, either is already an avid fisherman, somebody who's going to get out there, whether, you know, you go with them or not, or, you know, maybe there's someone who you think, you know, maybe they used to fish. Yeah, I remember fishing with my dad. We haven't gone for a while. You know, or I have a coworker who, you know, is a pretty cool person to hang out with at work. I bet you they'd like to, you know, spend some time on the water. It might make a good experience for them and their family. So, you know, the holidays is a good time to, you know, take care of that person who is a fisherman. Or it's a great way to give a gift and get somebody involved in the Pennsylvania outdoors.
Can you buy somebody a fishing license?
Well, what you can do, so when you go and just so everybody knows, it's, you know, it's here we are on the 13th of December, you know, less than 2 weeks away from Christmas, but we're still in 2019. However, because we fall here within the, you know, right before the holiday season, we actually, the Fish and Boat Commission, puts fishing licenses for 2020 on sale on December 1st. So when you buy a fishing license now, whether you go to the local sporting goods store or you buy it online at fishandboat.com, which is easy, you're going to get your 2020 license. So that's going to be good for the, you know, even if you went out today, it's actually still going to be good for the rest of December, and then it'll be good all the way through December 31st of next year. To your question, I can buy myself a fishing license. If I'm, you know, if I have a child and I have their information, I can buy that in, you know, for take the Social Security number or the CID number, what we call it, you know, the number that's on your license. If I have that information and those folks are with me or we're at home online, I can buy those fishing licenses for them. If I want to buy you, Mark Lawrence, if I want to buy you a fishing license and mail it to you as a gift, what I have to do is I have to buy a voucher. So the price of a fishing license, $22.90, the same price it's been for you know, last year, and it's the same price it's been for quite a while. I can buy I would like a voucher for an annual fishing license. And they print it out. It looks just like a license. It doesn't have, you know, it'll say voucher on that. And then when I give that to you, or, you know, Santa stuffs it in the stocking, you then just take that to your local sporting goods store, wherever they sell the licenses, and you exchange it for your license.
What kind of fishing can I do around here now? I do see some folks in boats below and above the fiber dam here.
Yeah, you know, and that's going to look. Some people are, you know, fair weather fishermen, and some people are taking advantage of what's a pretty great, you know, depending on where you live, the winter can be a great time for bass fishing, for walleye fishing. You know, as long as there's open water on our big rivers and there's no ice jams and no chunks of ice to deal with, it could be potentially dangerous for you. And depending on your skill level, you know, people are going to be out on the water because those fish right now, even though fish are cold water, you know, cold-blooded creatures, this is the time, they're still looking to fatten up this time of year because things sort of tend to slow down, you know, as the temperature gets colder, they tend to slow down a little bit. Whereas, you know, bass, muskie, walleye, those type of fish, they do sort of, they're thriving because there's all sorts of food being generated in the food chain in the warmer weather. So, you know, when they can get something, they can get it. If they see a lure, you know, a spinner bait popping by a rock, you know, it's a good chance. The problem is a lot of people don't like to go out because it's just it's bitter cold, so you have to be prepared for it. In addition, Mark, we have hunters out there who are, you know, there's even guys that will go out to the islands on the Susquehanna River on various, you know, waterways to hunt deer. They'll cross the water to get to a certain place on a canoe or a small boat. So those folks are also out on the water. And then, of course, we have, you know, a lot of the lakes across and even ponds that people will take advantage of where they're fishing. So ice fishing is coming up. It typically, we put the message out around Christmas because that's when the real, you know, the cold really starts to set in. I always say to someone who's ice fishing before, you know, I can count my, when you start getting the temperatures, like the overnight temperatures and the daytime temperatures start to look sort of the same, you know, 17 degrees to, you know, 10 degrees there. If those, you get a couple of consecutive days of that type of freezing, then you're going to start to see, you know, that thicker 4-inch to 5-inch layer of ice that you can actually get out on.
Yeah, that's a long way from now. We're not really even close to that anywhere in Pennsylvania that I know of anyway, so.
Well, I was up in the northwest corner yesterday, and the skim ice is just about on everything up there right now. But if you get some sun during the day, it'll break it up. So we're not near anywhere to be out there walking around yet.
All right, well, keep us posted about that. But in the meantime, the Fish and Boat Commission is always reminding people who are going out on the ice to be careful, to use safe practices. Reiterate that message.
Well, anybody who's going to be out on the water this time of year needs to wear a life jacket. And when I say needs to wear a life jacket, it's not just me saying, you know, hey, I really need you to do this. There's a regulation out there that, you know, is within the Fish and Boat Code that from November 1st of, you know, this year, and then carrying all the way over till April 30th of the following year, it's required that anybody who's on a boat less than 16 feet in length, which includes all canoes, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, which are becoming very popular in the paddling sector, you've got to wear a life jacket at all times. It's mandatory because even though in November, you know, we got some, you know, 70 plus, almost 80 degree days there early on, you know, people are out and about. You got to think, water flows downstream, and where that water is coming from, and coming out of springs where, you know, the water is 50 some degrees at all times, the water chills down very quickly. If you were to go into the water, whether it's off of a boat, through the ice, you're in some deep trouble. We see, unfortunately, a disproportionate amount of fatalities during the cold weather months. So, from you know, our boating related fatalities. So we want to make sure that we're giving you the best. You're giving yourself the best way to stay afloat until somebody can get there for you. You know, you really don't have a lot of time, oftentimes, before you can get that cold weather shock. You take a deep breath, like if you do a polar bear plunge for fun. There's a reason why there's 20 EMTs standing around to get you out of there, because you don't want to take that involuntary gasp of air and now you're sucking water down into your lungs. So wear your life jacket. And the other thing I'll say, Mark, is a lot of people, and this is true in my family as well, people are getting kayaks for Christmas, whether you're giving one or you're receiving one. It's the biggest boating segment that we see. We've had 500 time increase in kayak paddling use since the beginning of since 2009. So over the last 10 years, it's been a 500 time increase in the amount of people that are kayaking and paddling across Pennsylvania. So if you're going to give the gift of a kayak or a stand-up paddleboard this year, make sure that you also spend a little bit of the extra money on a life jacket, because it's a key piece of safety. And a lot of the stores, God bless them, that bring in, you know, kayaks and over the holidays that wouldn't normally sell them and aren't experts in providing safety information to people, they'll have the kayaks lined up out front. You can buy them for a couple of $100, but there's not a life jacket in sight. So we want to make sure that people take that extra step, because even though in the summertime and spring when most people are kayaking, You don't have to wear the life jacket at all times unless you're a youth. You have to have it with you. So it is part of paddling.
All right. Where do we get the latest information on all of these topics you've talked about?
We've got all sorts of information. It's easy. It's at fishandboat.com. Just go on there. If you're interested in getting involved in ice safety, there's an ice safety page. If you want to check out the latest regulations, one thing I'll tell you is that last year there was a little bit of a little bit of blowback on the commission because we, for the first time, had charged for that fishing summary booklet, which has the basic regulations and creel limits and seasons. It was an extra $3 when you were at the register. This year you'll be getting that for free, complimentary again when you purchase your license. But as always, since most people are looking at things on their smartphones these days, you can download that app absolutely free, or download that information at fishandboat.com. And we also have a mobile app called Fish Boat PA. So I want you to download that and have it with you. It'll be the most valuable tool in your tackle box this year.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Mike, we always appreciate it. Please enjoy the holidays with you and your family. Always keep in touch about these important topics. And as the Fish and Boat Commission talks about popular and important issues in 2020, check back in and we'll have you back on the radio. Come and visit us again, too.
Right. Most importantly, Mark, have fun out there, okay? It's not all about, checking the books and everything. You know your stuff and get out there and have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, have a blast. I think you did mention that as the through line through all of the activities you mentioned, so we do try to do that. Thank you so much, Mike, and thanks for checking in.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Yep, thank you. Mike Parker, the Communications Director for the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, on the busy time they have at Fish and Boat and the fishing that's still underway.